This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Yomi. We're learning Simen Dalid Sif Chav Gimel. Laitiknu Netilas Yadayim Ela L'Kriyas Shema L'Tefila. The mitzvah until now was only enacted for the recitation of Shema and davening. Ava brachos deshachris yachal levarach kaidem netila. Berachas hashachar you could make before netila. Now, we're talking about where your hands are not dirty. So we're talking about stam yadayim. In other words, the din that stam yadayim, the din that you need to wash netilas yadayim, that means you have to have an affirmative status that your hands are clean, that is only required for Shema and Shemayna Esrei. However, when it comes to other brachos, you don't have to have an affirmative status. Your hands are tahar. You just have to know that your hands are not vaday tamei. Now, there would be an interesting nafkamin about this right off the bat. When it comes to, let's say, Kriya Shema of Arvis, for example, let's say it's the nighttime. You know, you made an early Shabbos, and you're either before the meal, you're after the meal, and you don't know that your hands, you know, no reason to assume your hands are dirty, but there's also, you don't have a cheskas tara on your hands. It would seem from the Shulchan Aruch that if you apply the sheet to the Rosh, you would be required to wash until Yadayim to say Kriyashma, because stam Yadayim are not kosher for Kriyashma. In other words, there's a takana of Netil Yadayim. Just like there's a takana, let's say, for Mincha or for Mariv, it seems like it's for Kriya Shema as well. Now, Ella Im Kain, now, you say it like this, Ava Brachos Shachris, Yachal Avar Kadim Natila, Brachos Shachris you can make before Natila, Ella Im Kain, Hu Yashin Al Mitasay, unless you're sleeping on your bed, Araim, so in other words, let's say you're sleeping on Dresh, as also Haskos Hashem, because then you cannot mention Hashem's name, Ad Sheinako Isam, until you clean your hands. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan nuntes, koidem netila. Destam yodayim, regular, unqualified hands. Dahainu she'enu yodayim heimum lechlachlam. You don't know that they're dirty. Einan psulois lebracha. Are not puzzle for a bracha. It's interesting, the Dersha points out that the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tav Lamed Beis by Hilchas Bedikas Chametz, he says that on the bracha for bedika, al biur chametz, you should wash your hands, which is somewhat of a difficult halacha. Why should you wash your hands for the bracha of al biur chametz? Stam yodayim are kosher for brachos. Okay, but in general, if you're going to make a bracha, you're not required to wash your hands before you make a bracha. You know, let's say you make kiddush. You don't have to wash your hands before Kiddush. You're going to say Elisha B'Sukkah and Kiddush. You don't have to wash your hands. Washing hands is only needed for Kriya Shema and Tefillah. V'chol Shekein L'Divrei Torah. Certainly for learning. You do not have to wash your hands for a Torah. Now it's interesting. The Dersha brings that L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tzadi Beis of Katan Chavei says, Stam Yodayim are kosher for Kriya Shema. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Prima Gadam that they're not kosher for Kriya Shema. So it's not pashut. In other words, the simple reading of the Mechaber is there's a takana of Netilas Yadayim, Sefer Kriya Shema and Sefer Tefillah. We would have said, okay, it's Kriya Shema and Tefillah. But what about Kriya Shema alone? It's not clear. I would have said they do. As later on, in Siman Tzadi Beis, of Katan Chavhei, the Mishnah Berurah brings different opinions. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Daharim Avarchan ala Peres, Ven Tzok Nilsadam. We make a bracha on fruit all the time, and you don't have to wash your hands. Likewise, before you learn, there's no requirement to wash your hands. Unless, the Mechaber says, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha, Sashachar, unless somebody slept Araim. Now, why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, She'oz mistama yadav metunafes benegiyas beis asasarim. Because then, if a person slept Araim, they would not be, they presumably touched a really dirty part of the body. Now this is hard to understand. The reasoning of the Rosh, of why you have to wash your hands for tefillah, is because your hands are busy, so you probably touched yourself. So in that case, why are you allowed to make a bracha? In other words, according to the Rush, why is it you only have to wash your hands for Kriya Shema and Tefillah? Why don't you have to wash your hands for other Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha? It seems like this rule of Stam Yadayim Askoni Yoseim is only, yes, Stam Yadayim Askoni Yoseim, and we're concerned for it relative to Kriya Shema and Tefillah. In other words, the Chachamim were misakin because of Stam Yadayim Askoni Yoseim, that even if you slept in pajamas, even if you slept in long johns, your hands are busy. I mean, do we know 1,000%? No, but it's not good enough for Kriya Shema and Tefillah. But it is good enough. In other words, that concern is not that strong that we wouldn't let you say Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. However, if a person mamish slept Aroim, then the likelihood of somebody touching themselves in a dirty spot would not allow you to say any bracha. Says Mishra, Mabushim Shalonu Shabbat Sitzar Pasuach, our clothing that had a loose collar, Afilu Im, or we don't button the top, it's open. Afilu Yashim Mabushim Mistama Yad Matunafis. Even if you slept in clothing, you're in some kind of pajama, then mistama, your hands are dirty. Kidaka lechach ebgubu makam zeah, because the darach is to scratch yourself in a dirty spot. V'davkim yashin shnas keva. Now this is only a concern if you slept a significant established sleep. Al b'shnas aray en cheskos leshinaga. If you just dozed off, we don't assume that you touch yourself. V'dinan kistam yadayim d'ksheyam letalmatar v'levracha rak letfila, then we got a problem. Okay, now, if somebody slept Aroim, then it's aser to mention Hashem's name until you clean your hands. Now, for bracha or for Torah, you don't have to wash them. The Mishnah says, "Bitzroi rois uvachom yidid menake." You could use a pebble or anything else that cleans. Well, din l'Torah. Likewise for Torah, if you know your hands are dirty, aser b'lei nikayon. It is aser to, even if your hands are not, it's prohibited if your hands are not clean. So if your hands are dirty, you scratched yourself, you would have to wipe your hands. Are you allowed to think in learning if your hands are not clean? The Dersha brings that the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha says later on, Siman Tzadi Beis, Sif Zayin, that it's mutter. What about Shoymea Ka'oino and your Aroim? That's the going to be tali on the famous machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos and Shemeya Ka'ina, and the Mishnah Berurah says later on in Siman Ayin Hesiv Katan Chavtes that you should not do that. Okay. The Ayin B'shim Megam Shigat Afilim Yesh Shalimayim Mikomagim Daila Brachas Ulatayra B'nikayim Ba'alma. The Prima Gadam says, interestingly, for learning or to make a bracha, even if water is available, it's enough to wipe your hands. V'chein Masha B'ir Agra. Just in order to remove ruach ra, you would require water. By the way, this mechaber seems to imply that ruach ra would not preclude a person from saying a bracha or learning, because it says that if somebody sleeps in pajamas, then they're allowed to make brachas in the morning. What do you mean? But you didn't remove the ruach ra. It seems from the mechaber that ruach ra does not preclude Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. Uveshari Tshuva b'shem Azoyar kazalei yivarach b'lina tilsidam. Shari Tshuva brings kabbalistically, if your hands are dirty, don't rely on wiping them. You should really wash them. V'roy lahachmer b'yesh tamayim. You should be machmer if you have water. V'ayin lekaman mitzvim tzadi samach beis sivkaton ches b'mishnah bura. Sif hey kavanas habrachis. The intent when making brachos, yechavein ba'brachos peirosh hamilos. You should focus on the meaning of the words when you make a blessing. That's an important halacha, something to remember. You should be mechavein when you make a bracha to the meaning of the words. K'sheyazker Hashem, when you say Hashem's name, yechavein peirosh kriyasa ba'adnos. You should have in mind the meaning of how you read it, in terms of, we read it, Aleph Dal Nun Yud, the Shem Adnos, Shehu Adoin HaKol, he's the master of everything. You should also be Mechavein, V'Yichayim V'Ksivah, so you should have in mind the meaning of the way it's written, B'Yud Hei, Shehoya, V'Hoi V'Yiyah, that Hashem was, is, and will be. U'V'Hazkirai Eloi Kim, when you say the Shem Elokim Yichavein Shehu Takif. He's powerful. Baal HaYecholas, the master of ability. Ubaal HaKoychos Kulam, and the master of all powers. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. Perush Hamilos, K'may Sh'amru Chazal, Shaloi Yizroik HaBracha Mipiv. Do not throw the bracha out of your mouth. Ela Yechavein Be'ezho Amira. You should have kavana when you say it. Vivarch Benachas. And you should make the bracha Benachas. The Dirshu brings from Siman Tav Resh Mem Gimel, in the name of the Shla, you should train yourself to say brachas out loud, because the koil is ma'ar kavana. The Dirshu cites the Sharet Zion by Hirchos Nanuim, that we don't do Nanuim, we don't shake the luv when you say Hashem's name. Why? Because when you say Hashem's name, you really have to focus on the meaning of the word, and therefore we don't want to do anything that distracts you. And the Dirshu quotes of Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Shem Olam, that we don't have proper Yerushamayim. We are worried about the loss of a ruble. We're worried about the loss of a buck, more than we're worried about mentioning Hashem's name without Kavanah, which is an Avoin Plili. In other words, last night I had to go to a Vart, and I left my hat in the Uber. And, a new hat now in America is at least $300. And I'm not happy. I hope I'm trying to track this guy down. But I'm not happy about that. Because I'm actually most unhappy about the fact that I have to go to a store. The $300 is $300, but to waste an hour to get a new hat. But we're more worried about a loss of kesef than we are about saying, did I say a bracha today without being mechavin for Hashem's name? So that's something we should think about. The Mishnah Berurah continues. V'zal l'shon sefer chasidim sim lembav. K'shu noitel yadav, when you wash your hands, o shemavarech ala peirois, or you make a bracha on fruit, o ala mitzvah, hashkurois b'fi kol adam, or you make a bracha on a mitzvah, that these are brachas that are very fluent in our mouth. Yichavein liboy, you should have intent, l'shem boiroi, asher hifli chazdo imai. You should think that Hashem wondrously did kindness to you, v'nasan la'yapeiros, He gave you the apple, ayalechem, or the bread, le'hanes mehem, to get hana. God gave you this apple. He sent down the rain to water the tree. The tree grew, it took the tree many years to grow. God shone the sun on it, so you could have an apple. Or, v'tziva mitzvah, He commanded you on a mitzvah, v'layasek ha'adam ha'isa davar b'minog, don't do something like somebody who's just doing it out of habit. Hashem gets angry at us for something like this. He sent us through Yishai. He said, "Yan kinigash ha'amazah." This nation approached bepiv uvesvasav kibduni v'libay richak mimeni. With their mouth and their lips, they honor me, and their heart is far from me. The Dirshu quotes the Sefer Chasidim. There's a story about somebody who died early. After 12 months, he revealed himself to a relative. They asked him, "Nu vas titzach, what's going on up there? What's shaking up there?" And he said, "Every day they judged me because I didn't say Berchas Hamoitzi and Berchas HaPeirois and Berchas HaMazon B'Kavana." So it's a good thing we learned this. So right now we could do tshuva me'ahava for all the many brachos that perhaps we didn't say properly. And right now, in this moment, it could be the most important moment of your whole life. You're chayzer b'tshuva on all the brachos you ever said. You do tshuva me'ahava. And right now, in 1 minute, yesh koino olama b'sha'achas, 100 brachos a day times your whole life, and you transform them into mamish, beautiful brachos. And mikan v'hola, we'll talk about this more tomorrow. Hashem should give us siyata d'shmaya to say the brachos kohagen. Okay, everyone, have a great day. I'm sure you might know. If not, then we didn't bombard you enough. We're in the middle of the campaign. Whatever you could do to be mechazik us on the last day, we'd appreciate it greatly. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great day, everyone. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.